Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
And welcome back. It is election night 2024. Joe Beamer, David Bellavia with you this segment. Numbers continue to come in. None of the swing states have been called yet, but I think we're getting close to a few getting called by the AP and ABC News. And when they do, we'll bring that to you. Remember when Iowa was supposed to go 3 points? I'm sorry.
Did Fox
David?
Just jump? I think Fox just called North Carolina. Did they not? Could you confirm that?
I will confirm that.
Newsmax has confirmed. Newsmax has reported that they're calling North Carolina for Donald Trump, and I want to say that Fox is either just done it or about to do it. But Newsmax has called it. There's two other newspapers in North Carolina that have all called North Carolina at 70% as being. The numbers coming out of Mecklenburg, Charlotte, which is what we told you, North Carolina won, was that bellwether. Those votes are not, there's not enough of their dependable voters left to count. And the Republican numbers are still coming in. An update to Joe, and I'm sorry to step on you, but an update out of Pennsylvania, they're at just over 55% vote in Pennsylvania. Now, in Pennsylvania, the mail-in ballots are counted first. That's why you had that 47% lead. As soon as it hit 50, all of the actual election day votes come in. Donald Trump not only makes up that 200,000, but now he's, I think, up 150,000 with 51%. Also to look at, Arizona is about halfway through their count. Who would have guessed it? Maricopa, 55% in. And Harris is leading by 17,000 votes, but I don't know if they're just going to stop. You talked about the slow vote, Joe, and that appears that that's going to happen around midnight when people just say, hey, guys, who here's tuckered out? Let's get some winks. Let's get some sleepy sleep, and we'll start in the morning. That really is a great disservice to the American people.
It really is. You know, I mean, Florida, let's be honest, Florida does a lot of things right. And it's just amazing how quickly that vote came in and that state was able to be called. And not just presidential. Every election that had eyes in that state, they were counted and they're in. I mean, Virginia has 70% in. Georgia has 85% in. And we're just at midnight, we're just going to turn the lights out and say, all right, come on back tomorrow. I just, like you said, I think it's a disservice to the American people. And, you know, we were able to get votes day of for decades. And now when we have the most the best technology ever had, now we're going to slow down the count. I think it's wrong. And I hope the votes are there, David, where we can make some calls. Listen, in the battlegrounds tonight.
I got to tell you, New York State does a great job, too, but they don't have any resistance. They just beat the hell out. They beat the will out of Republicans. So, like, there's no, it's like, and the ballots are closed, and New York State will be firmly in the hands of Democrats. No one had any tight race. I mean, you got to go to New York 19 to find a competitive race. And, you know, but again, Suffolk and Nassau and Rockland, a lot of those folks had reasons to come out and vote. But as far as, you know, calling this a night and saying that you can't get it done in a day, it's ridiculous. But I give a lot of credit to News Nation and Newsmax and all these groups trying to take a piece of the market and say, you know what? We're smart. We do the numbers. We're calling it. This race is over. We're going to call it for Trump. We're going to call it for Harris. The big networks don't want to take that gamble.
No. And David, I know you can only put so much stock into it, but during the break, the New York Times needle not only say 79% chance as it stands right now of Trump winning the election, but they've also moved the needle to Trump winning the popular vote. Again, obviously we are far out and we are not reporting that. That's just the New York Times needle at this moment in time. But what would that mean if Trump was able to not only flip the states he needs to win, but get the popular vote? What does that mean, and what does that mean for the 28 election, looking at the two parties?
I mean, numbers I looked at, this was about 20 minutes ago, he was up 4.5 million votes in the popular vote. I mean, that's wow. Substantial right now. But, I mean, what does that mean? What percentage? California hasn't done anything. We haven't really heard anything from... they called Colorado, but they really didn't count Colorado. Nevada is still out there. They don't even close. They just closed at 10 p.m. So Nevada is about to report. California is in an hour. But, you know, Arizona, they're probably going to stop at 60%, 70%, and then take their time with the rest of them. But, you know, why is that necessary? I don't know. I'm all over the Bridges of Madison, Wisconsin. Dane County is the county to keep your eye on. 72% of the vote, 189 is what Harris has. Again, doesn't matter who wins by what. Nobody cares about who wins by what. Oh, you won by 40%. You won by 50%. What you care about is what model these guys are using. And if the model is you've got to bring out more people than the other guy, you have to score more points than the other team to win, you got to get more votes than the other guys. And if you're underperforming in the county that you really need to perform in, and you're getting beat by 5,000 more votes per county you're expected to lose in anyway, you're in trouble. That's what happened to Harris in Georgia. That's what happened quickly in North Carolina. And that's what's starting to happen in the Rust Belt. You're not getting the folks out that you had in 2020. Now, maybe that's because of the no excuse absentee ballots, Joe. I mean, yep. What other way can you chalk it up and say it's COVID?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Wisconsin and the Rust Belt, also Philadelphia County in Pennsylvania, David. I know there's a lot of eyes on how far does she get that vote up with 47% reporting.
I mean, look, I'm just saying Ann Seltzer in Iowa did that outlier poll and yeah. Maybe put her in a straitjacket, because that's not even remotely what's happening in Iowa right now. That is embarrassing. You almost, if you were like a political guy and you were, this is your whole shtick and you're paid to just do politics all the time, you would think that, like, you know, the Beamer bet, you know, I'm giving this a solid. I like the gambling guys do this. Now that sports gambling's everywhere, there's guys that make a living just giving you their predictions, and they're wrong like 80% of the time. they're like, but did you play all my bets? Because I won 20%. Like, stop it, dude. You're 2 for 10. You know, you're Aaron Judge in the first four games of the World Series. You don't get to, you're no hero. There are people that are making predictions right now that are just like out of their mind. I mean, they're out of their mind. And I got to tell you, if anyone told, no one said Virginia was on the map. It was never a toss-up. It was never looked at as being a toss-up. And if you look at Virginia right now, this cannot go Donald Trump's way. If Virginia, if you did your whole little map and you move Virginia in the red column, it's game, set, match at Arizona. Well, you're done by Arizona.
And that's my next question. You talk about Arizona at midnight. They might stop counting the votes. Could we be at a point where we might not need Arizona to see who the winner is? I mean,
if Virginia holds out, and again, this is super early because you've got, you know, what are we at? 72%? Harris just took the lead again in Virginia. As we were just discussing, Harris took the lead at 74% of the votes in. She's now up by 18,000 votes in Virginia. 18,000 votes. That was in no. Now, can she blow this thing up? Well, it's not going to happen from Loudoun. It's not going to happen from Prince William. It's not going to happen from Richmond. And it's not going to happen from Norfolk. So it's got to happen in Roanoke. It's got to happen in Pennsylvania. It's got to happen in all the places that, have 25% out. Now, if you compare that to 2020, this is a major concern because you're expecting her. No one called Virginia a toss-up state. No one said it was going to. Joe, you're in Virginia all the time. Did you know? Did you think this was going to be a competitive state?
I didn't, just because of, like you said, Northern Virginia, Richmond, Norfolk. I didn't. But I got to tell you, David, the parts of Virginia I drive through, you see a ton of Trump signs. But no, I don't think in listening to the media in Virginia, no one thought it was going to be a close call.
No. So, I mean, he might still lose Virginia. But if Virginia is coming down to 2% or 1%, then there is no chance she survives Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I mean, there's no possibility. There's no way that the Virginia voter is aligned with, I mean, parts of Northern Virginia are like Austin and San Francisco.
Yeah.
There is, I mean, real estate is through the roof. The opportunities, everyone's got a job. It's a Silicon Valley techno world out there. They're all defense contractors and whatnot. There's some nice places in Northern Virginia and really smart, wealthy people. They're not the same voter. And if they're turning, I mean, this could be ugly.
Very interesting stuff. And as David said, I mean, these votes are still being counted. Want to just give a local update here, as the AP has projected both Tim Kennedy and Nick Lamworthy will remain in Congress. David, no surprises there. We kind of expected the three members of Congress in Western New York to retain their seats.
Yeah, I think Tenney had the primary, but outside of, and Kennedy had the primary, but outside of that, or he had a special election, I should say.
Yeah.
But Langworthy has been sailing through, not a whole lot of competition out there. And what's going to happen with the new Electoral College, right? Because we know that New York is about to lose a congressman because of that overcount. Where does that congressman come from? Where do they take him from?
And speaking of that, shouldn't that have been done before this election? Should we not have one less electoral
Absolutely.
Vote?
Absolutely. I'm telling you, the reason why you've heard so much talk about this election ending up in the court is because by all anyone's argument, this election should end up in the court. Because you have a state right now with three less electoral votes than the 2020 census dictates. That's three less representatives in Congress. And on a day like today, that's three more electoral votes for Trump, because they would have come from the blue states. And it's another reason why, I mean, you could say all you want, deny it all you want. It's another reason why we have so many friends from Congo and Yemen hanging out in our lawns at Cheesewaga, because that is what is going to keep the congressmen and the electoral votes, because so much population, you know, was scared off during the great COVID.
That's right.
Horrible times, the dark ages.
That's right. I remember the census guy coming to my door 30 minutes before I proposed to my wife. I'll never forget the census guy during COVID. Could you put a mask on before we tally the two that live here? It is election night 2024 here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer and David Bellavia. We'll be joined by Steve Roberts at 10:40, David. I know you're excited to get his analysis on what he's Absolutely. Thinking at this moment on election night.
I would love to hear it. Can't wait.
And we'll continue to break down the numbers and the New York Times needle, which is giving Trump an 82% chance of victory. I mean, David, that needle is about to go to likely Trump instead of leaning Trump. And David's breaking down the numbers in the swing states, the counties that are up for grabs, and again, what the numbers look like compared to 2020, compared to 2016, all that and much, much more. We'll also get an update from ABC. Like I said, when we come back, myself, David Bellavia, Steve Roberts joining us at 10:40. So that and much, much more as we wait for a winner. wait to name the next president.
Can I just say, I'm breaking down the numbers, and CBS News right now is just breaking down. They're absolutely having a meltdown. Norm O'Donnell, every time someone hits a color on the map, Norm O'Donnell slaps the hand away and turns it to toss up. She's like, I don't want to live in the world that Trump takes Carolina and Georgia.
It's crazy.
Oh, man. Well, like I said, at 8 o'clock when Lawrence O'Donnell's talking about getting rid of the Electoral College, was he seeing something at 8 o'clock that we might be seeing now? But we're not in any position to make any calls. But when those calls are made, we'll bring them to you on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm David Bellavia. I'm joined by Joe Beamer. We call him JoJo Beam Beam inside the clubhouse. We also have Jack O'Donnell, and we have Carl Calabrese, our two resident political experts in the 716 and 585 area code. You're also listening to us on the Odyssey app. Like that and follow us already. Also do that on Facebook and X.com. Now, News Nation, Jack O'Donnell, has just called Georgia and North Carolina for Trump. What's ironic is they have all the old Fox News decision people. They couldn't make a decision. Now they're jumping the gun before anyone. But we're starting to see the Associated Press, New York Times, you know, they're all leaning that those two look like they're solidly in Trump, North Carolina, Georgia, both at 90%. Virginia stubbornly is stopped at 76%. But Tim Kaine has been declared the winner of his Senate race. So he holds on to that seat with the Associated Press. But any reason to dispute North Carolina and Georgia with News Nation?
Well, I wouldn't dispute it, but I think there's still plenty of votes to count, and I would wait until some of those other folks, till the AP is ready to count it.
Carl, what do you think? That's exactly what I thought Carl would say. What do you think, JoJo? I mean, News Nation, are they just jumping the gun because they want a little taste of the pie?
But can I say this? And I don't, David, I obviously, you know, you, Jack, and Carl are so much more intelligent on this stuff than me. But everywhere I see, they don't want to call it yet, but everyone's saying it's like those two states are likely going to go to Trump. So I don't know what they're holding out for. Is there something we don't know? Is there a big batch of votes waiting somewhere they haven't picked up yet? I mean, News Nation, and again, this is a credibility thing. News Nation wants to be one of the major players. So I think I'm going to put some weight into what they're saying, David.
They haven't even put Kansas on the map in the New York Times. They're still waiting on Iowa and Kansas. So, I mean, you know, I think Minnesota looks like that's, there's 4% of the votes counted. But here's the problem, and you know, people have been talking about this all along. Jack, you know, in the old days, late 60s, early 70s, they gave credit to air conditioning for Republicans having success in Arizona. But that little hook of Nevada, Arizona, into New Mexico, that was red. And that was red for a long, long time, and it hasn't been red in a very long time. This changes everything for Kamala. I mean, she's got a blade run if Nevada and Arizona flip. And if New Mexico happens to go red, that makes it, she's got to go 2 out of 3 then.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things that had Democrats optimistic coming into tonight is that she has a couple different paths to victory. And so as a couple of these states fall off, if they do, that obviously narrows her path. But, you know, whatever the history of some of these places, I think we've seen over the last two elections, man, these states are closely divided. There are a lot of, you know, nuances to which districts are in and which ones are not. And, you know, I'm just being cautious on rushing to any judgments tonight.
Jack O'Donnell, Carl Calabrese, David Bellavia, and joining us now is Steve Roberts. You hear him here Monday morning with Susan and Brian. Steve, happy election day.
Well, always a pleasure to talk to my friends in Buffalo.
Steve, what are you thinking? It's 10:40. Most polls are closed now in America. What are you seeing from the numbers coming in?
You know, I'm not quite as cautious as the guest you just had. This is the 16th presidential election I've covered, and so I have some data. I have some background here. And you get a sense for how something is going. And look, we at ABC, we're very cautious. We don't call states until we're absolutely sure of the outcome. But there are very strong indications that this is going to be a good night for Donald Trump. I'm looking, for instance, at late deciders. There was a whole flurry of stories just a couple days ago where the Harris campaign kept saying, you know, the late deciders are breaking for us and we've got the momentum. But that's not true. And our exit polls show that folks who decided in the last week, they broke by a margin of 7 points for Trump, which is actually what happened in 2016. One of the reasons why the polls were off that year, they didn't pick up those late deciders, and it appears that is happening again. Another number, voters of color. All through this election, there has been talk that Harris, despite the fact that she's a black and Asian woman with black and Asian ancestry, and yet she's running 6% behind Biden's mark of 4 years ago with voters of color. And with Latinos, her performance is even worse than that. But the bottom line here is that this election has been static from the beginning, with all of the turmoil, Biden pulling out and Harris getting in and Trump getting shot. There's one basic fact that has been true from day one, and that is America is unhappy with the direction of the country. 7 out of 10 voters consistently in every poll have expressed that gloom. And that means it's a changed election. And that means that it's extremely difficult for the sitting vice president to portray herself as an agent of change. That is the most important fact in this election. It was true a year ago. It's true today. And this is one of the reasons why, all the changes have not altered. All of these events have not altered the basic framework of this election, which has actually been quite static and rigid from day one.
Steve, from what you're seeing, and again, we still have a lot of numbers to count and nothing's been called yet, but from what you're seeing, I know you mentioned it's the last 4 years, it's her being the VP, but, you know, if this goes the way that it might go, let's say she loses Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Arizona, what did Trump do different this year, or is it simply just she's part of the current administration?
You know, if anything, Trump has been more angry, more grievance-filled, has raised more questions about his character and judgment. Since the last election, you've had the Dobbs decision, which has galvanized a lot of women and created a sense of urgency about reproductive rights. But, you know, in the end, it's not what Trump did or did not do. It's not what Harris did or did not do. The basic fact is that inflation is always the most damaging issue to any administration because it affects every single family in Buffalo and every other city every single day. This election is turned on a couple of words, gas and groceries. That's been true for months and months and months, and it's still true today. And no matter how hard Harris has tried to separate herself, no matter how much she's talked about turning a page, no matter how hard she said, I'm not Joe Biden. Look, that was effective with some voters, but it was not effective with a lot of others. And that's what we're seeing tonight. We're seeing that the basic facts of this election have not changed. And there's another factor here to remember, and that's history. It's sometimes called the curse of Martin Van Buren. Now, 1836, Martin Van Buren was a vice president in the United States. He was elected to succeed the president, Andrew Jackson. In the 188 years since then, 188 years, there's been exactly one sitting vice president, George Bush, 41, in 1988, one, who's been elected president. Why is that? That's not a random number. It's extremely important because the fact is that every vice president who tries to run on his or her own is faced with an inherently mixed message. They've got to defend the administration that they've served under and also say, by the way, I'm different. I'm an agent of change. It's at its core a muddled message. And that's why in 188 years, only one person, Bush, who was running basically for Ronald Reagan's third term, who was successfully able to do it. And by the way, 4 years later, when he had a run on his own, he lost. So it's not just that she's fighting gloom that continues to cling to America. And by the way, all over the world, there are parties, ruling parties all over the world. It just happened in Great Britain, and it's happened in other countries where the ruling parties all over the world have suffered from this post-COVID infection, this post-COVID gloom, this sour mood that has turned against ruling parties all over the world, and Harris is feeling that tonight.
Steve, again, I know we've got a long night to go, but I think back to the candidate switch, right? Joe Biden had that awful first debate. Let's say this goes the way of Donald Trump. We're not saying that, but let's say it does. Will there be questions and will people be pointing to Joe Biden not getting out soon enough for the Democratic Party to have that primary and to choose a candidate?
Sure. I mean, there will be if this goes the way it looks like it's going, there's going to be a lot of second guessing. Now it might not come down to Pennsylvania. If it does come down to Pennsylvania, start with the fact there's going to be a lot of second guessing of why didn't she pick Josh Shapiro, the very young, dynamic, and popular governor of Pennsylvania, might have given her a better shot at winning that state. There's going to be a lot of second guessing about why did Biden run for a second term at all? Didn't the people around him know that he was too frail and feeble to run a campaign, let alone serve for 4 years? Was there a conspiracy of silence that hid this for months from the American people until it just that first debate just was unavoidable in terms of understanding how seriously the president had declined? There's going to be a lot of second-guessing. There always is after a defeat, but maybe more so this year because people have felt, you know, the other factor here is that both sides have cast this election as Armageddon, as the apocalypse, that if the other side wins, this is going to be an enormous blow to America's well-being and America and the structure of democracy. So second guessing is going to be amplified by the stakes people felt were there tonight.
Well, Steve, you mentioned the elections that you've covered, and we're so thankful that you've chosen to join us for a little bit in this election. We'll hear from you soon.
Okay. I always love talking to my friends in Buffalo. Take care now.
Thank you. That is ABC Steve Roberts. You hear him every Monday at 8:20. And if you heard the beginning of that interview, he said things are looking like it's going to be a good night for Donald Trump. We'll continue breaking those numbers down. But at 10:50, we have to get an update from ABC News. And then we'll be right back with David Bellavia, Carl Calabrese, and Jack O'Donnell on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is 10:50.
This This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Despite preliminary exit polls in Texas showing a possible advantage for the Democrat, Colin Allred, for the Senate, ABC News projects, based on exit polls and our analysis of the vote, that Republican Ted Cruz will win re-election. Based on our exit polls and analysis, Florida's abortion rights ballot measure will fail, while those in Arizona, Colorado, Maryland, and New York were pass. Abortions on ballots in 10 states. That Iowa poll over the weekend showing the reliably red state might be in play has wound up with an ABC News projection based on exit polls and analysis of a win for Donald Trump, also Nebraska for Trump. In Arizona, where about a third of the estimated vote is reported based on exit polls and our analysis, Harris and Trump are in a statistical tie. And in battleground Pennsylvania, Trump has taken a narrow lead with about 53% of the vote. This is ABC News.
And this is News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer, David Bellavia, Carl Calabrese, Jack O'Donnell. Carl, you just heard from Steve Roberts. He started the interview off by saying it looks like it's going to be a good night for Donald Trump. Your thoughts on what he said?
You know, I listen to you guys every morning. Steve Roberts is a regular contributor, and I probably disagree with his take on things about 75 to 80% of the time. But not tonight. I think he really nailed it. It sounds like he is kind of resigned to a Trump victory based on what he's seen, what he has seen in the past. And I think he got right down to the fundamentals. The economy is always, if not the major issue, one of the top two. That this has been an extremely static race. I've told people, I've been following it all year, and this race doesn't move in points. It moves in tenths of points. And it's been just locked down for weeks on end. But, you know, this, as he said, this was a change election. And she was trying to convey the message that somehow she wasn't part of the last 4 years. You know, even though Joe Biden kept giving speeches around the country saying that they were a team and she was the last person in the room and they were singing from the same songbook. That was a heavy, heavy lift for her. And I don't think she succeeded in doing it. But when you've got 70, 75% of the country saying it's time for a change, it's time the country is in the wrong direction. You've got to expect that feeling is going to come through at the polls. And as the incumbent party, you are going to be swimming upstream with those kind of numbers. And I think Steve Roberts accurately assessed that. And he's absolutely right. There's going to be a lot of second guessing after this election. Should Biden have gotten out? Should they have had an open convention and possibly picked a stronger candidate? Should she have picked Josh Shapiro or somebody other than Walz as vice president? Oh, there'd be a lot of this, but I find it very, very interesting that Steve Roberts sounds like he is preparing for a second Donald Trump term. So interesting interview, to say the least.
It did sound that way. By the way, News Nation's calling the Ohio Senate seat for Bernie Moreno. That would be a gain for Republicans.
So now the Republican Party stands at 51, and that's not including the John Tester seat that they haven't called yet. So that's expected to go as a flip for the Republicans. They would be at 52 senators with the John Tester defeat.
Looking like a good night for Republicans. You heard from David Bellavia, you heard from Carl Calabrese, Steve Roberts, and now Jack O'Donnell. Jack, I'll ask you the same question as Carl. Your thoughts on what Steve Roberts said, and how are you feeling at this point in election night?
I'm feeling like we've got a long night in front of us. That's what I was saying before, and I'll say it again after him. I mean, there are just, at this point, 4 years ago, it looked like Trump was going to win a number of these states, too. And, you know, there were a lot of votes out, a lot of votes still to be cast, a lot of votes still to be counted. I think we have a long way to go, and the biggest one is Pennsylvania, which appears to be pretty close to tied. And I think, you know, we've got to see what happens in the Midwest and where Harris is. But a lot of this from the beginning, we knew this might come down to Pennsylvania, and it looks like it's going to.
And looking at Pennsylvania, 67% of the votes in. Yeah. David?
I don't know. Wisconsin is the state you want to keep your eye on, because that's quickly getting out of control, with Dane County at 90%. And again, if there's a number that you can point to across the board, it's 6%. That seems to be the number that Kamala is off from Biden. It seems to be the number that the pollsters were off on Trump. Because again, Trump took Florida by 4 points, 3.5 points in 2020. He does 10 points better in Florida. He's doing 6 points better than what he was polling at. Certainly Georgia and North Carolina, that I think are comfortably now in the hands of Donald Trump. If you look at that outperformance in the areas that he needed, he's trending better than he was in 2020 at a time when Harris is not. You know, Pennsylvania, a lot of fun to keep our eye on that. Trump is up about 110,000 votes, 70% in. But Wisconsin, there's two major epicenters that you're getting all of the votes that you need. And it's Milwaukee and it's Madison. And you need areas like La Crosse County. You need areas near Green Bay and, you got a Northwest, Eau Claire County, I think it's called. Those have to come in at 25,000, 30,000 point advantages. You've got to have your candidate 80% if she's underperforming in the cities. She's barely winning those areas that Biden trounced Trump with. Biden destroyed Donald Trump in the suburbs. It wasn't just the city. The city was that stunned him. The pylon came with suburban women. And right now, it seems like suburban women are the only folks showing up at levels that match 2020. And they're being outshined by men at these areas in Wisconsin. Michigan and Wisconsin, the trends that they're showing early on is that men have come out to vote in Wisconsin and Michigan. That is trouble. I mean, as the New York Times goes, Joe, what is the New York Times saying? All of them are trending Trump right now.
They all lean Trump, and the election is likely Trump. And not only that, David, they're saying that the popular vote estimate leans toward Trump. But, you know, it is funny, David. They say, you know, as one of the blue wall states goes, all three goes. And right now, votes still being counted. It looks like it could very well be the 2016 all over again.
Yeah, it's important. I'm looking at some of these House races in North Carolina. You know what's interesting? If you look at Joe Biden's vote, or I'm sorry, if you look at Kamala Harris's raw numbers, they match up with the Senate candidates and the down ballot races almost perfectly. If you look at North Carolina, that governor's race, people voted for the Democrat and Trump. Yeah. It's the only way you could have gotten that disparity. In Arizona, Carrie Lake is getting less votes than Trump. People are voting for Trump and for the Democrat. Gallego in that Senate race in Arizona. So it's odd that you've got people that are either just voting president or they're not necessarily Republicans. And I think that's one of the reasons why so many people are saying this is going to be a long night for the Dems.
And a long night that we will continue to cover. By the way, David, on CNN, Abby Phillip, she is covering the Kamala Kamala headquarters, and she was just on CNN saying that there's a lot of silence and they are searching
the
for bright spots.
Funeral pyre.
Yeah.
Someone find me the where's the cast of The View? I'm dying to find them. Where are
they?
They're
not doing a live election coverage?
They have to be. I got to see this. I'm on MSNBC enjoying that.
Well, we have another hour for you and more coming up next. More with David Bellavia, Carl Calabrese, and Jack O'Donnell. We'll also be joined by Brittany Shepard from ABC News. She's with the Harris campaign. We'll get a live look, David, in what they're feeling with the Harris campaign at 11:15. We'll also get a look inside the Trump campaign. And then at 12:15 tomorrow morning, Mike Dubusky, he is on the ground in Pennsylvania, and we've been breaking those numbers down, and he'll be there to tell us what he has seen. All that and much, much more after the news from ABC and Mr. Tom Puckett. It is election night 2024, and there's nowhere else that I'd rather be than right here, right now, on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.